Wow.
It's the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together?
We're the Chris and Rob
Late
Night Talk.
We're a couple of chauvinist pigs, aren't we?
What?
No, not
What's
really.
What's that mean? What are you talking about?
I'm talking about tonight's topic.
Tonight's topic? We actually have a topic tonight?
We sure do.
Knock
for
me
a change.
Over with the feather. We have a topic.
Feminism in the 90s.
Feminism in the 90s.
Does it still exist?
Is there a backlash against
yeah.
it?
Hey, Tom!
Intern!
Hey, Tom, come here!
Where's... Oh, man. We're not ready.
The phone number here is 749-1444. We're taking your calls, and our topic tonight is feminism, isn't it, Rob?
Feminism is in the 90s. It started when? Late 60s,
Answer
early...
Answer the phone, Tom. Thanks.
Suffrage movement. Oh, she's going way back. She's going back to the turn of the century.
The suffrage movement?
Yeah.
We'll get educated on that in a little bit. By the way, I like your cool world hat.
Thank you. I didn't know who you were
real
talking.
It's becoming on you.
Right, it's Kim Basinger. Mm-hmm. Even though she's a cartoon, I'd recognize that ass anywhere.
The topic on tonight's late night talk show is feminism in the 90s, and you'll be addressing your questions
later
to Callie, a feminist who's more of a friendly kind of feminist or a militant kind of feminist?
Friendly.
A friendly one?
Yeah.
You're not one of these like hair under your armpit, dykey kind of, well, I want to kill all men kind of feminists?
Oh, if you could see what you're seeing now.
Who we got? Who's on the phone?
Tom? Bill, and we'll talk about anything.
Bill. Hello, Bill.
What's going on?
Bill, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
How you doing tonight?
Pretty good, just kicking back, drinking a couple cold ones.
Really, what brand?
Miller Genuine Draft.
Those suck.
Sexist.
No, they don't. Well, they do because they foam up a little bit.
Why are Miller Genuine Draft beers sexist?
Look at their commercials.
What's this guy's name, Bob?
Bill,
what do you think of beer commercials?
Oh, they're all right.
They're all right?
They're sexy.
They are. Do you buy beer based on the girls in the commercials or based on the taste?
Nah, taste sucks. It just gets you fucked up good.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks a lot for your call, dude.
No, wait. Hang on, guys. Don't.
Okay.
Don't go yet.
All right.
So, what are you guys talking about tonight?
Feminism in the 90s.
It Feminism is 1992, in the
90s. Yeah.
Okay. So, bring up something. We'll start talking about it.
No, we're going to take a different call. Thanks a lot, man. 749-1444 is the phone number. What's your favorite beer commercial, Callie?
I don't have a favorite beer commercial.
You don't? What's your favorite beer?
Rolling Rock.
Rolling Rock? They don't even have TV commercials.
No, they don't.
So what's going on now?
It's your turn.
No. Here, you gotta hold everyone.
Okay.
The gauntlet has been passed to me, I guess, huh? Okay, so is feminism still alive and kicking in the 90s?
Sure.
Or are people sick of hearing about it and is it just dismissed nowadays?
No, I think there's a new wave a-coming.
And what is this new wave?
New wave of a new generation. I sound like a soda commercial now.
Yeah. Were you shocked when Patricia Ireland announced that she was bisexual?
Not at all.
Do you think that was damaging to her credibility? Because sometimes some more middle of the road and conservative people just dismiss now as, you know, a bunch of extremist leftists not in the mainstream, and then now try to position themselves as, yes, we are in the mainstream, but then Patricia Ireland comes out as having a double life. Do you think that hurt now, and do you think now is a good representation of where feminism is in 1992?
I think it's a good tool for feminism in 1992, but I don't think honesty can hurt anything. How about that?
You're on the air.
Hello?
Hello.
Oh, what's going on?
What's your name?
Beaver.
Beaver?
Yeah.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Beaver?
Oh, nothing. I just had to talk about this little old pig calling thing we got here. Petersburg pig call over in Kentucky.
The Petersburg pig call?
Yeah.
Well, what do you mean the Petersburg pig call? What is that?
Want a sample?
What?
Want a sample of it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, walla, the wee, biggie,
do that again, dude.
Oh, walla, sweet, biggie, the wee, everybody, biggie, the wee.
Hold on, what's the Walla Walla part for at the very beginning?
I know. One of my friends came up with that part.
Oh.
Did you guys just write it tonight?
By the way, that was the fish that did that.
Hold on, you guys like have conferences to figure out a pig call?
Huh?
You guys have to have a conference to figure out a pig call?
I guess.
Does this have anything to do with chauvinist pigs?
Well, pigs, chauvinist pigs, Petersburg pig call.
Yeah.
I just like heard pigs, and, like I had to demonstrate that because like, I don't know. It's a little old hobby we got over here in Kentucky.
So do you practice every day?
Oh, heck yeah. It annoys people a lot. That's why we like doing it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Can't believe it.
What else can you do for fun?
Oh.
Sounds like you got a party going on or something. Where are you at?
Oh, I'm at my buddy's house right now.
At your buddy's house? Are you having a party?
No, it's just a few guys.
A few guys over? Drinking beer?
Oh, we wish.
What's your favorite beer commercial?
Oh, the old Colder's 21.
I thought it was Colder's 29.
Say what?
Colder's 29. 29 degrees cold, dude. Beer! You want to hear a story about Colder's 29?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Okay, I was at work the other day. I hope my boss isn't listening. I really do. If he does, he'll probably get a chuckle out of it anyway. I was at work the other day, and an ex-employee came into work and says, here, and he threw a Colder's 29 degree in my hand, and it was frosty cold, too. It even had little ice chunks on the outside of it, and when I held it, my fingers got all numb. It was that cold. And after a long day of work, I'm like, oh, yeah, thanks a lot. So I popped it open, and I'm sitting there, you know, behind the counter at my retail outlet drinking this Colder's 29 degrees. Next thing you know, in comes my boss, and he's like, hey, how you doing, guy? And I'm holding the beer underneath the counter, you know? I'm like, I'm doing okay. He leans over the counter and says, I'm here to give you a break. Oh, great. And I'm thinking, where am I going to stash this thing? Then he says, I'm going to go upstairs and get some paperwork. I'll be right back. Was I a lucky dude or what?
Lucky.
Lucky dude. All right, thanks, man.
All right, take care. Bye.
Bye.
Do.
What a woman. What a woman.
Bat Benatar.
Belting it out. Belting it out. She's ready. She'll take you on. And Chris, you had a question for our guest.
Yeah, well, I was just wondering.
Speak up, Chris, really, really loud.
I was wondering why you guys think beer commercials are so feminine.
So feminine?
Are feminine because they have women in them.
Because they have women in them.
What?
What's wrong with that?
Absolutely nothing.
Okay.
I think the point we're trying to make is these women are usually like not wearing a whole lot of clothes, with the motivation being not so much that they have cute bodies, but that you might go out and buy some beer because the other beer commercial doesn't have as many cute women in them, and it's making women look like pieces of meat and animals and puppy dogs, but really it's sexist and it's exploitating something that was meant to be given by God and meant to be beautiful to look at, but not to be exploited, kind of like killing animals for their fur.
Oh, Chris, that was beautiful.
You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Do you dig, Chris?
Yeah, but if they want to do it, you know, they do it, so they must like to do it.
I guess. I mean, I guess if you got to keep warm, kill a few bison, man, and wrap yourself up in their fur. Cause, or what's the on the endangered species list? Otter?
Sure. I don't know.
What is it? Mink. Mink. You're not supposed to kill mink or something. I don't remember what it is. A field mouse?
Field mouse. Oh, they're so cute.
Aren't they? Anything else on your mind, Chris?
No, that's it.
All right, thanks.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, give us a ring. 749-1444.
Okay, Callie, so do you have problems with like adult nightclubs where you have women of age making a choice that they want to make their money by posing as slabs of meat or just props? Does that degrade women as a group, do you think?
Yeah, I think it does. I don't think there's anything wrong with the individual woman making a choice, but it's the influence that society has had upon her that to force her into such body behavior.
Well, pretend that there's a mass of brass ass dancers listening tonight. What would you say to them?
What would I say to them? I'd ask them if they really thought what they were doing was fulfilling their self-development instead of just exploiting women in general, exploiting themselves. Even though the money's good, I mean, is it worth the long-run price?
Callie, can I get to the heart of the matter and ask you the hard question?
Please do.
Let's suppose, and we've been friends for a long time now, let's suppose I said to you, hey, Callie, yeah, you have a nice butt, nice derriere. Would you take that as an insult, like me saying, like, I wanted to get all over your derriere, or would you take it as a compliment, thinking, oh, he must think I have an attractive derriere?
Well, it definitely depends on who's saying it and in what context.
What the motivations
and
are.
What the motivation is. And
okay, let's suppose it wasn't like you walking down the street in a bikini and me saying, hey, baby or something, but it was more like, you know, we were just like hanging out like at a party somewhere and having a few drinks and talking about politics and religion, and I just happened to bring up that you had a nice derriere.
Then that probably would be okay.
Would be okay? All right, who's up next?
Fish!
Fish, you're on the air.
Yeah, man, what's going on?
Hey, it's going okay, Fish.
I'm friend of Beavers, if that's not shocking.
Is it?
I was just calling to tell you about this little group we have. It's called the HBA. Stands for Hornballs Anonymous.
Hornballs Anonymous?
Yeah.
And what do you do with your hornballs?
With our hornballs? Well, we don't do nothing with our hornballs.
Obviously, like, they're anonymous.
What?
Obviously, they're anonymous.
No, it's like a group that, like, this girl named Jamie Baker made up for us. Because she said me and my friends were a bunch of chauvinist pig hornball things.
What's a hornball thing?
What's a hornball?
A hornball is like, you know, a hornball, like a fucking pervert or something.
You mean like just like a big ball of hormones?
Yeah, basically.
All right, is there anything else you want to enlighten us with?
Well, I was just...
How old are you, dude?
I was just making a point that I'm not a hornball. And
you're not a hornball. How old
what?
Are you?
How old am I?
Yeah, are you in school or you got a job or what?
Yeah, I got a job.
Dude, what do you do for a living?
I work at Hardee's.
You work at Hardee's?
Yeah.
All right. Do you
Come
work
on.
Like at the front counter or do you work like in the back
no,
dunking
I'm a
the
cook,
fries?
Man.
You're a cook?
Yeah.
All right. They have a lot of good-looking girls there working at the cash register.
Do I what?
Let me ask you something.
Yeah.
Usually they have lots There's of skanky dudes with throat. Zits back there cooking the hamburgers, right? And they have a lot of really cute dames up front taking your money. In other words, dealing with the customer. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not one of those skanky guys. I'm pretty much
no,
a punk.
What I meant was real good-looking hot dudes, okay? Usually they have all the males in the back dunking the fries and all the females up front at the cash register taking your money. Do you think that that's sexist and maybe they should put a few pimply-faced dudes up front taking money and put a few of the cute girls back there dunking fries?
I know, that's pretty screwed up.
Have you ever asked your boss if you could be promoted to the front cash register and he said no, but then all of a sudden he gets a job application from Sheila or somebody and she gets the job up front?
Yeah.
The job you've been doing?
Several times.
Have you ever thought about suing?
Huh? No, never thought about suing. Cause it
Fish, have you ever thought about becoming a good-looking woman?
Have I ever thought about becoming a good-looking woman?
Thanks
have
for your call,
you?
Fish.
What?
I said thanks for your call. All
right, man.
Call
bye.
Us next week. 749-1444.
Oh, so it's my turn again, huh? Okay. What are we talking about? Okay, what about the movies? Do you think that the movies are having a bad influence on the way people look at women in the 90s?
Yeah, I think that's been an issue that's been brought to the public eye as of late. There was that whole hoopla last summer about Thelma and Louise, and Susan Sarandon stood up for rights of women in Hollywood and how they're getting the short end of the stick.
What was up with Thelma and Louise?
Yeah, what was the deal with Thelma and Louise?
Well, the fact some people had a problem with that, thinking that it wasn't a feminist picture, or some people had a problem with it thinking it was a feminist picture. And I think the basis of Susan Sarandon's argument and those who followed her, I can't remember exactly what they umbrellaed themselves and called themselves by name, but...
Friends of Susan.
Friends of Susan, let's just say that. But the point is that, you know, Michael Douglas can get on screen and show his old sorry ass cellulite butt, and they would never hire a woman to do that. I mean, the fact that this 40-something man can get up there and be the star of a movie, and as soon as you get a wrinkle for women, you're out of there. You're history.
She made a really good point when Robert De Niro gained a lot of weight for a role, and everyone said, oh, he's really great because he goes all out for his roles, but if Susan Sarandon gained 10 pounds, he would never work again.
Yeah, they're really ripping on Kathleen Turner right now because she's gained a lot of weight.
She's huge.
Yeah.
John from the future, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hello, can you hear me?
Hey, John.
Hey, what's up? Okay, you guys are the guy like who just called. You guys were saying something about Hardee's. They got good-looking girls up front taking the money at the register and everything.
Right. I mean, that's just the way it is in the restaurant biz.
Yeah, okay. I work at a clothing store. It's a men's clothing store. And usually when I work with probably about three other girls. And, people come in and, we're on commission, right? And, guys come in and, I'll try to, make a sale off them. But now I'll go to the girls and have them help instead. Or, and I can hear, after I help people with stuff, they'll be meeting, they'll say, damn, I want her to help me next time. And so, I can't make my commission with,
Hold on, John, let me stop you right there. Now, I'm a pretty open-minded guy, and I enjoy your calls, and I'd probably enjoy your company. But if I'm going to have my inseam measured, I'd much rather have a good-looking girl measure my inseam than you. I mean, it's just that simple.
I know. I get that.
Tell me something, Callie. Let's suppose you went to the hot women's clothing store in town. What store would that be?
I have no idea.
Frederick's of Hollywood. Let's say you were looking for a little nighty over at Frederick's of Hollywood. You walked in.
In Cincinnati.
Yeah, and you wanted to go buy, something in pink with lace on it or something, and you walked in the front door, and there were two salespeople ready to help you, and one was, just like a woman, maybe a lot like you or any other of your friends, just like a woman, just good-looking but regular lady, and the other one was like the hunkiest dude you ever saw, like a Chippendales dude or something. Would you like to have your derriere measured by a Chippendales dude or by just, some old broad?
A woman.
Why, would you feel like he'd be getting off on it or something?
Yeah, I would feel threatened.
Threatened? Why would you feel threatened?
Because that's one of the most natural reactions that women have to any man that she encounters in any situation.
So you'd rather a girl help you?
What?
You'd rather a woman help you?
Yes.
Okay. And this is thing.
I don't think it's true the other way. I agree. I agree the other way that men would much prefer women to help them.
Okay, I work in a men's clothing store.
Right.
And I work usually with about four other women. Okay, now, they don't have guys working in a store like Victoria's Secret. That's, That's what, that's what this one lady came in and, you know, asked me. She said, how come all these girls are working here? Just a men's store. They don't have, you know, they don't have men working in Victoria's Secret, for God's sake. I'm like,
do they? Are you sure of that?
Huh?
Realistically, are the commissions of the girls really higher than yours?
Oh, yeah. They, well, they do a lot better because, you know.
Because why? Because men expect women to take care of them, even in the business place.
And no matter how cool I am with some of the fellas that come in, they'll still want the girls out. They'll, you know, they'll come to me, oh, just looking. But then once the girl says hi, oh, I'm looking for a silk suit and some leather pants and all this, you know. And so that's the way it goes.
I happen to agree with you, John.
Yeah,
it's discrimination, and we all suffer for it, whether you're male or female or something else.
Yeah,
sexual
discrimination. Mm-hmm. And also, my manager is a woman. That's
really?
Yeah, and then when I start, you know, like doing bad stuff, because I know that, you know, girls are going to get all the customers, so, you know, she starts getting on me and starts talking like she
Have
knows.
You ever presented your problem to one of your former, one of your fellow employees or your manager?
I have to, like, my fellow employees, I'll be like, They want to go to you. They don't want to go to me. You know, I tell them that.
I dig.
And plus when new girls start working, all the other guys come up to me and say, damn, is she new here? I'll be like, yeah. They'll be like, damn, let me go have her help me. And so.
What a dilemma.
What it is. Hey, did you guys get my letter?
Your letter? No, we didn't get your letter.
Okay.
You send it to WAIF, Post Office Box 6126, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45206?
Yes, I did.
You did? Well, we didn't receive it yet.
Oh, well. I just sent you like
Somebody must have been discriminating against you at the post office. Bet you anything.
Probably a woman. No, I'm just kidding.
Probably some dame.
Yeah, maybe.
Out.
Well, we'll keep an eye out for that letter.
Okay, who's this? Who was I talking to?
This is Callie.
Hi, Callie.
Hey.
Hi, this is John.
Good to talk to you.
Okay.
You're not going to try to ask her out on a date?
Nah.
How come?
Huh?
I'm expecting that to happen any minute now.
Really?
Yeah, every week, whenever
I'm waiting,
we...
No, I'm waiting for Betty Ann to call.
Every time Betty Ann calls us, man, right after she calls, you got 15 high school kids calling up saying, I want to meet that girl. Can you fix me up?
And I'm Hi, like, Betty Ann.
I'm like, no, we haven't had desperate and dateless in this town in years.
I was one of the first ones when you started that.
Started what?
When you actually came up with some desperate and dateless thing.
We tried it here at WAIF, but it just didn't fly.
Yeah,
you
I
know?
Was the guy. I don't know if you remember.
Yeah, I remember.
I wasn't John from the future. I was just John.
You're just John?
Yeah.
All right.
But, all right, Callie. See you later. All right, Chris.
Thanks, John.
See ya. Take it easy.
All right. Hi, Betty Ann.
Well, she's out there somewhere, we imagine.
All right, later.
Later.
We'll be right back. tuxedo. I like to sink her with my big torpedo.
Hey, Callie, come over here. We're back on the air now.
Yep.
Hey, how you been?
I've been all right.
Are you enjoying the show so far?
Sure am.
We had someone call during the break and wanted to know what a definition of feminism is, and all I can come up with is that it's just a perspective of looking at things from a female's point of view as opposed to a male's point of view such as my own.
I agree with that.
You're not even going to argue with me.
No, I think it goes beyond that. I think it's a strive for equality and communication between men and women. I think that's just as important as the woman's perspective, is that you must filter in the male perspective to have a broader understanding of the whole issue, because if it was just about female's perspective, then there probably wouldn't be a problem.
Remember who bit the apple first. Corey, you're on the air.
Yeah, what's up, man?
What's up? We're talking about feminism in the 90s. Does it still exist?
Yeah, it still exists.
Hey, where do you work?
It exists in fast food restaurant business big time. I'm calling in relation to Fish Call.
Uh-huh.
About Hardee's. He works at the same Hardee's I do, and I am also one of them pimply face guys that supposedly work the back. And that's right, we don't have one girl that works in the back there.
You know, but all the girls work up front at the cash register, right?
Oh, yeah, so they can seduce the customers.
Seduce the customers into spending all their spare change on what, Big Macs or whatever they serve there?
That's about what it comes to. I mean, I haven't seen one guy work the front yet, and I've been there for quite a while. So, I mean, I just don't know what's going on. I personally think it sucks. And I think you ought to put some of the girls back there with the grease instead of letting them worry about their compacts and their makeup all the time. Stick them back there and let them get their face in the grease and let them get their hands dirty and actually earn some money for once in their lives.
Okay. All, if ladies out there, if you're listening, how do you feel about finally getting your hands dirty after all these years? You can vote now. You almost can choose if you want to have an abortion or not. Let's get your hands dirty, too. Thanks for your call, Corey.
No problem.
Later. 749-1444. Callie, what do you think? Do you get your hands dirty at work in the day?
I think women have always gotten their hands dirty. And I think the attitude that you want to get them away from their compacts and their lipsticks, you must remember why we do those things.
He's
because men expect us to look beautiful for them.
You do look beautiful tonight.
Oh, thank
Did
you.
Did I tell you that yet?
No. Oh.
Yeah, you're gorgeous, baby. Don't go changing.
How do you feel about magazines like Cosmo and Vogue that seem to push this one type of image? They seem to be magazines by women, made for women, yet they seem to push this unrealistic image that males have dreamt up.
I agree with that. I think they're really very detrimental to women, and I think they feed on the natural insecurity that women are lesser than men and that we should all look a certain way and act a certain way to be accepted in our society, and that's just impossible. I mean, hardly anybody looks like those few supermodels in the magazines.
That's because they all have plastic titties, and not everybody can afford to go out and get those.
Exactly.
Hold on, what's going on here? Oh, well. You going to do a call? No, we're not. Yeah. Yeah, we are.
Hey, do me a favor, will you? Will you answer the other line?
Let's hold on.
Oh, okay, that's it.
Well, it's still ringing, dude.
No, okay.
What's going on?
Yeah. In case you just tuned in, we're breaking in a new intern. The lovely Jim is home puking right now.
Right, what, three bottles of...
Not because he's got the flu either.
What, the old... Well, hey, we lost everybody. Oh, well. What else in society do you think is detrimental to women overall? And what do you think is positive? What are a few positive things for women? Let's not just dwell on the negative.
Okay. I think the positive aspects for women in today's society are the organizations that are forming. Such as various feminist organizations, the National Organization for Women, of course, other organizations that are focusing on women. Amnesty International has a women's campaign that they concentrate mainly on women that are in distress. I think our society in general is paying a lot more attention and focusing different aspects of political interest towards women.
Do you think the women's movement in the 90s is hurting itself by hitching its wagon so firmly to the pro-choice movement?
I think it has to hitch itself to the pro-choice movement because it's one of the grandest examples we've had of oppression of women throughout our society. And here again, we're fighting a somewhat losing battle at this point to just stand up for our basic right to choose what we do with our own bodies.
What do you think that maybe there's some people out there in this great big wacky wide world of ours who say, you know, I think we do need more women in positions of power in the business world. It's absolutely ludicrous that women who make up 51% of the population on the world only make 33% of the money, and they're for causes like that, but yet that same person still feels that maybe abortion is just flat out wrong.
Well, I think it's fine for the individual to make that choice, but to make it civil law or to make it federal law is incredibly detrimental to our entire society, men and women alike, because it oppresses women by not allowing them to make up their own minds, to make choices. I think anyone who chooses not to have an abortion has that right, and whether it's religious, whether it's moral, whether it's emotional, whether it's just because they think it's wrong, that's fine, but for someone else to tell me I can't do that isn't right.
Who we got on the phone, Tom?
Yeah, Hick!
Hick, you're on the air.
Hey, man.
Are you there?
Yeah.
What's on your mind tonight, Hick?
Not much.
Not much?
I'm calling in relation to the call of Corey and
the Hardy's.
Right on.
And I work at Steak and Pasta. There's all these...
Steak and pasta?
Yeah.
It's kind of like surf and turf.
Yeah.
Really? What kind of dishes do they have there?
They got all kinds of different stuff.
Yeah? Do they have something that has a steak on top of a bed of pasta or something like that?
Yeah. They got that.
They do? Yeah. How much does that run?
About $5.
Really? Now, is this a nice kind of restaurant or kind of a greasy kind of place?
It's all right.
It's all right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, why'd you call us?
I like to complain about the HBA people. They always come in there and with names Beaver and Fish and Flea, and they have their meetings in the out in the dining room.
Yeah, well, we're having a meeting right here.
Yeah.
You think that peeves them off a little bit?
I don't know.
Well, go find out and then get back with us, will you?
All right.
All right, thanks.
Bye.
749-1444. Hey, Tom, could you either A, answer the other line, and B, what happened to Jessie? What happened to her? Did she get cut off or what?
Yeah.
Jessie, if you're out there, call back, please.
The other line hanging up.
Probably the hell ride. I don't know.
Oh!
Oh! Now, I don't want to get stuck into this abortion thing, because this abortion thing is overly controversial. Do you agree?
I agree.
I think it's
necessary to discuss, but it's not the only issue that...
Yeah, and
feminism deals with.
Do you believe in Nita Hill?
Do I believe in her?
I think she was a lion sack
of
crapola.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. You could see it in her eyes. I could see it in her eyes. You know when you're like your kid brother's lying to you or something, and you just know he's lying. Well, I could see it in Anita's eyes. She just had Lies. I could see.
Lies in her eyes.
She had lies in her eyes. Who's up next?
Candlestick Maker.
Candlestick Maker, you're on the air.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about pornography and like how it relates to this.
Talk about pornography.
Pornography, yeah, woo!
Just because I've heard a lot of women's groups, or a lot of them are going, saying that they're anti-pornography, because people like Ted Bundy said that the reason that he killed and raped 1,800 women or whatever is because he was addicted to pornography. But I think that they've killed off a lot of their supporters by doing that, because I've talked to a couple girls about this who I would definitely consider feminists, but they totally disagree with outlawing pornography.
Callie, do you have a stance on pornography?
Well, I think to bring Ted Bundy into the issue of pornography and that being his reason for raping and murdering is pretty weak, because don't you think his problems ran a little deeper than a girly magazine?
Oh, I totally agree.
So
we're all in agreement here. Chris, what do you think about this?
Well, I like the ones with the black guys and the blonde girls. Those are my favorites.
Why?
Because the black guys are just hung, and the blonde girls usually have real pretty faces. And, you know, what they say, blondes have more fun.
Because they're easier to see in the dark.
Yeah! Amen! Woo!
Now you're going to have Sheldon calling in, complaining that you're racist.
Hey, that's a pretty good point there, Candlestick Maker, though. Nobody will call us and tell us we're anything, because they know. They just know. Yeah, it's kind of weird that you have kind of total right-wing jerky morons like Phil Burris and a total left-wing radical feminist fighting for the same thing sometimes. Kind of ironic, ain't it?
It's quite ironic.
Sure is. It's a wacky world. We got to move on, Candlestick Maker. Anything else?
About it.
All right.
Hey, Callie, seeing as how I'm the guy that asks all the hard questions, I think you'll find it appropriate that I would ask you this type of question. If I asked you to give my listening audience a little moan for their enjoyment, would you refuse, or would you do it gleefully?
A little moan.
A little moan. Like if I said, hey, Mike over at Kinko's, walk over to your phone and stick the ear of your speaker, your ear into the speaker of your radio, and then I would have you go like, because I know that, like, my friend Mike would really dig it or something.
Well, why should I do it when you just did? What's the difference?
All right, let's do that then. Hey, Mike, if you're over there, if you're listening, Mike, we do this every week. Walk over to your radio and stick your ear in the speaker. Here, I'll even kill the music here. Hey, Mike. Who's up next?
Sick.
Earl,
you're on the air.
Hello. How's it going?
Hey, Mike, give me a little moan, will you?
Hey, it's going pretty good, Earl.
Do what?
It's going pretty good. What's on your mind?
I don't know. Get back to that beer thing.
Let's get back to that beer thing.
Yeah.
What about it?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Nope.
Well, call us back when you do.
Maybe.
Maybe what?
We'll be right back after a song by Yoko Ono, one of my favorites. You like Yoko, don't you?
She broke up the Beatles.
Just one kiss will do. Why dance?
Tell you what, she doesn't mess around. It's Yoko Ono. She's a wild one. Man, she's out there. So we got Jesse on the phone line. Hey, how you doing tonight, Jesse?
Pretty good. I just wanted to say I think you're forgetting a big part of this sexism thing, and I think you're forgetting about the men. Men in movies are depicted as sex-crazed beasts, and you got to agree with me on this.
They're depicted how?
As sex-crazed beasts.
Oh, yeah.
I agree with you, Jesse.
I think they are, and I think you're forgetting all of this. I mean, women aren't the only ones. I think this whole Now organization and everything is just a bunch of whiny women, and men are just, I think it's equal with the sexism thing.
You don't think women can be sex-crazed beasts?
Oh, yeah, I think so. I mean, depending on what parts they play, but it seems like every single man...
What about Basic Instinct?
Whether it's Michael Douglas or Robert De Niro, that he's always going to be a sex-crazed beast, and whenever there's a woman around... falls for.
So basically what you're saying is, Jesse, the movies are just so stupid that everyone's portrayed them in such a negative light that they're not important.
Right.
They're inconsequential.
Yeah.
So why...
I'll buy that.
Why are Now women whiny women?
I just don't like them. They scream too much.
They scream too much?
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean? What are you talking about? When do they scream?
I don't know. When they have their little rally things.
Haven't you ever screamed when... When you get mad?
Yeah, but I don't see what they're so mad for. I don't think women are portrayed as, that bad, you know? I don't think...
What do you get mad about?
Huh?
What do you get mad about?
Different things. I mean, what do you... I don't know. I just...
So women ain't got it that rough around here, huh?
Right. That's what I'm saying. I think we all need to just recognize that men have it sort of bad, too.
And women should be more thankful that they're living in America instead of like Iraq, where they'll get thrown in jail if they show their ankle.
Right.
They can come to America and they can burn their bras right there on Fountain Square.
We don't have to wear veils or anything.
Veils?
Be more thankful, Callie. Come on. Count your blessings.
I know a few women I'd like to wear veils.
I would like to thank Chris and Rob for their hospitality. Is that better?
Callie, we'd like to thank you for getting all dolled up and looking real hot for us tonight, too.
Uh-huh.
All right, anything else, Jesse?
Not really, but kind of interested in those two tickets.
Ah, the two tickets.
Yeah. You'll have to call back later. We're giving away two tickets to a play. Which
you offered them to me, honey.
You already just gave them to her, dude.
We're giving them away in a little bit. Stay tuned.
Hey. You offered them to me.
I did?
Yeah.
Right. Are you being a whiny woman?
Yeah, she sure is. She's being a whiny woman, and I'm going to be a typical male and give in to her whininess, and I'm probably going to give her the tickets. Tell you what, I'm going to...
Oh, my God. Boo-hoo. Wine.
Jeez, give me a break already. I didn't offer your tickets. I just had the fellow that was answering the phone discuss it with you. I wasn't offering them to anybody. Yes, we're giving away two pairs of tickets to a play.
Going right to me.
Huh?
You're giving them to me.
I am?
You offered them to me. You asked me if I like plays.
What do you want to...
Just because I ask you if you like plays doesn't mean I'm giving you tickets.
Said, do you want to?
If I ask you if you like
want?
Sex
you
doesn't mean
tickets.
I'm going to bed
when
with
do you
it.
Want them now? What do you want? You want the tickets. When do you want them now? Scream for your supper,
Tell
honey.
Tell you what. Tell you what I'll do. I'm going to take you off the air. Tom will take down your name and your phone number, and we'll get you your tickets.
Thank you.
You're welcome. She's on hold, Tom. Do your business.
Well, now I think Jesse
should
have...
She was being so whiny.
She
should have
been glad that I yelled for her, because she got her tickets, didn't she?
She's being all pouty.
I chanted for
her,
and she got her tickets.
And she went...
And she's calling me a whiny woman.
You're both whiny women.
Hey.
There's a play taking place at the Carnegie Arts Center in Covington, Kentucky. It's located on Scott Street, about halfway between Kentucky and Tennessee.
Corner of Robbins and Scott.
There you go, something like that. The play is called The Room. It's written by the esteemed playwright, writer Harold Pinter, otherwise known as Harold Schfinkter.
Who called him that?
I don't know who called him that. And we're giving away tickets. We have one pair of tickets left. I guess she's going to get one pair. What was her name again? Jessie?
Jessie
won the first pair of tickets from Winan, and we got one more pair to give away. The play takes place Wednesday through Saturday at 8 o'clock p.m. We're going to give them away in a half an hour.
I'll tell you what. One thing could happen that would just be an enormous boon to women in this country. And every day when I say my prayers, I pray for this event, and that is the death of Kathy Lee Gifford. Go ahead, Steve Ignorant, you're on the air with Chris and Rob and Callie.
But what would Cody do?
Cody'd grow up an orphan. He'd have that goofball monotone Frank Gifford for a dad, and he'd be a hell of a lot better off for it. Well, maybe not die, maybe just get, like...
catatonic.
There you go. Or I was thinking more
catatonic.
Like she... No. Here it is. Here it is. She's out on that damn luxury cruise boat of hers. She's singing her heart out.
For her supper.
She hits the Bermuda Triangle, bada bing, bada boom, they're off on some deserted castaway island, and she's made like the maid or something.
That's really nice of you to save her life.
I would save her life, but just get her out of the way. Go ahead, Steve, you're on the air. Sorry about that.
Yeah, that's all right, man.
Thanks for your forgiveness.
Okay. I think the only reason we have sex is in this world is because of whiny bitches.
Do what now?
Like, the only reason we have sexism in this world is because of whiny bitches like Jesse. If you make a big issue out of something stupid, then it's going to be made big.
Like what?
Like her crying and shit over them tickets. She says that women do nothing but cry. And she did the same thing over some stupid...
Dude, what's the dude's name again?
Steve Ignorant.
Steve Ignorant, do you want the other pair of tickets? We got one more pair to give away.
Yeah.
You want them?
Yeah.
You actually going to go?
Fuck yeah.
Got any culture?
I got a lot. Culture.
All right, you win the next pair of tickets. So we've given away both pairs that we were allotted.
And he didn't even have to whine because he's a man? Is that why?
No, because he brought up a valid point that I gave her tickets because she was a female and because she whined, and that was sexist of me. I favored her because of her femaleity.
No. You favored her because I chanted for her. I won the tickets for her.
She doesn't appreciate me. She stuck her bottom lip out, and she looked at me in that oh-so-sad look and said, "You promised me the tickets."
You can't see her.
This is TV. Didn't you know that?
Oh.
That's why I told you to get all
rolled up for us. Oh, my gosh. My hair's out of place.
You there, Ignorant?
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, Callie.
You got caught waiting or something?
Yeah, hold on a second.
No,
you don't win the tickets. I've seen that. Cut them off. He don't get the tickets. Rob is not a fat foot.
Hey, you know, I was watching C-SPAN the other day, and they were taking it. Go ahead, Miami, Florida, you're on the air. And the guy's call waiting kicked in the whole time. Anyway, that's beside the point. Just a little humor.
So did it tie up their line?
I guess. I don't know. They just ignored it and just went right on. Brian Lamb just played it right off like the class act is. So what about Madonna? Is she pro woman figure, or do you think because it's a lousy song is why you didn't bring Justify My Love? Because you don't want to put everybody to sleep. Do you think she's good for women, or do you think she's bad for women? It seems like she's the hero to a lot of women.
She's Vogue. She's exactly what she preaches. She's Vogue. She's a trendsetter. She's independent. She's exciting. She's set a lot of fads, but I don't know what kind of artist I would call her, but she's exciting. She's in the public eye. I think she does okay there.
What do you think of her outfits?
Personally?
The mic's short now.
I love them.
You love her outfits?
I love them. I just love them. Yes.
Are we there? I think it's... No. Boy, the mic is shorted out. That's just...
There. I fixed it. Okay. Oh, I don't like her at all. I think she's a lousy symbol for women. Who are we going to? The Maw. Hey, Maw.
Hello.
Hey, Ma, you're on the air.
This is Lamar.
Okay, Ma.
I just want to let you know, my girlfriend was working at this bar, and about, when she was working there, she had this was wearing long skirt, past the knees, you know, long sleeve white shirt. And after about 2 months of working there, they made her change into a short mini skirt and like this bra type thing. And she refused to wear it, so they was going to fire her.
Did she look good in it?